doing Chafetz Chaim. We're on page Kuf Mem Tet. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing this idea that we shouldn't be quick to believe when people tell us something negative about someone. The prohibition of Kabbalat Lashon Hara. I shouldn't be quick to accept. They tell me so. They said I might be suspect. I might be careful. I might have to take certain precautions because I'm not sure if it's true. But I shouldn't take it as a definitive fact, but rather something, a cause for concern. We're up to halacha. Hey, v'chol ze shedibarnu, and everything we've spoken until now, hu bistam ish Yisrael. That's talking about an ordinary Jew. Avlim nitchazek mikevar bilav hachi. But if it's already been established, nitchazek, like the word chazaka you probably had in the Gemara. If it's been established already, bilav hachi, without this story, you've already heard in the past that this person is la'adam rasha. People know he's a wicked person. Because it's already been publicized numerous times. Sha'aval bishat nefesh al yisurin hayuduin lechol Yisrael shu asur. Everyone knows that he's numerous times he's transgressed things that everyone knows are prohibited. Kiniyuf, for example, if he committed adultery, and everyone knows it. There are other things that everyone knows you're not supposed to do. Alish kaze, about such a person that we know his reputation, irrespective of what we just heard about such a person, mutar lekabel lashon hara, it is permitted to accept lashon hara. And this is why sometimes there are things in the media where, even though I wouldn't recommend you believe what the media says, but sometimes there are things that you can believe because if everyone knows something about someone, so then you don't have to say, well, maybe it's true, maybe it's not true, I really don't know.
Was it Shira yesterday? Said it's very opposite.
That's great. I'm listening. Teach me.
You said yesterday that you never know.
I wasn't here yesterday.
Not yesterday, Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes.
You would have a story where people told you that everybody knows and everybody's talking about it, where it really wasn't true.
So let's see what Chafetz Chaim said. Again, Chafetz Chaim said if the person has established a reputation irrespective of the current story.
Okay.
The case I gave was where it was the current story that everyone was talking about. Chafetz Chaim says if the person has established a reputation in other areas, aside from the story, everyone knows he's this type of person. So then, in fact, if a new story comes up and people are saying it, then I don't have to assume it's not true. Yes.
What if this person and people know that because he's had a bad past, everyone will believe that he's done something useful?
Right. Right. If a person has done tshuva, so then we should respect that. Yeah.
But then, by believing that he has a negative track record.
Wait. If he's done tshuva, so then I don't consider the negative track record.
That doesn't always get publicized.
That's true. It's a challenge. You're right. And the truth is that depending on what the person did wrong, will define when we consider it that they've done tshuva. If a guy has robbed the whole community, so now he comes back and says, "I did tshuva. Let me into your home." Well, prove it. You know, it's nice that he wants us to think he did tshuva. That doesn't mean we have to be convinced so fast. But then you have a person who did tshuva, and then we treat him well.